This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, what you don't need to know, the Shark Attack Edition and the Drunken Charge will be in Ryan Castle to Sin Spin. Today we've got 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time. Our question, why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rebecca. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So a few years ago, I was a fire eater and a fire breather, and I performed plays for fetish and kink parties.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know what? Actually, I had you at my house one evening.
Doubtful. Maybe. You probably don't pay enough.
Okay.
But, We were finishing up the act, and I had a brand new partner, first time I'd done any fire eating, fire breathing with her. And for her grand finale, she strips down nude and grabs a butt plug made specially to hold a fire torch to breathe off of.
Where do you get that on Amazon? I mean, like...
No, Walmart.
I mean,
They got those at Walmart right by the pepperoni jerky we're looking for.
Like, I don't need just a butt plug.
Pizza jerky?
I need
right
one that...
pizza jerky.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
I'm thinking it's a Hobby Lobby.
Okay, good call.
Definitely Hobby Lobby.
It's the bead store.
She bends over, she puts that thing in, and she turns back to look at me. Like, you're going to breathe off of this. And I just stepped back and I was like, the hell I am.
New partner.
So wait a minute. She wants you to blow fire off of her ass.
I think this is how Hall & Oates met.
I mean, like, but she hadn't cleared this with you in advance. This is just a spur of the moment thing she came up with.
It was. That was her grand finale act. And I'm just looking at her. I'm standing back there looking at her like, I've done some weird things. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Okay.
Well, how do you... I mean, don't you kind of vet someone you're going to work with as a partner for fire breathing?
Yeah, I mean, don't you know what
shouldn't that come up?
Even wrestlers get together and they discuss how this match is going to go down before they do it. So you didn't have an idea what her finishing move was?
No, my partner had backed out last minute.
Oh.
He ended up getting sick. And he was like, I know someone. He goes, she knows all of our routines. He goes, I used to work with her in the past. He was like, she'll be great. And she did everything great through the majority of it until that final moment. And I just stood there. I'm holding a fire torch in each hand. And I'm just going like, I ain't getting paid enough for this.
Okay.
So what does the audience do?
I'm not getting paid enough.
Right. Because now she's just scrolled up with a lit torch on her hand.
It wasn't your house, Miles.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't way above my pay grade, obviously.
I remember that.
I didn't have that going on.
Wow, man. That's
great. Man, it's fantastic.
Wait, I'm not getting paid. So what?
It's like a substitute teacher that does almost everything, right? But by the last period, she screws it up.
So she had the torch hanging out of her ass, and she wanted the other chick to blow fire. That's what I got.
I'm guessing.
But I think the fire tip part has to get pretty close to your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Why? And it was put in where it was placed.
Right.
Why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Somebody going to get an infection.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey there. How y'all doing? Hola, putos.
Hola.
Hey, so a little over 30 years ago, I had a couple of brothers over to the house, and the older brother, he's talking smack to the younger brother about how when he falls asleep, he's going to get him. Well, the older brother falls asleep first. You know how that goes. And younger brother whips out the hair clippers and shaves both his arms and 1.5 legs before he wakes up. He wakes up, chases his brother around the house for a little while, and then, within the next hour, the younger brother, Tom, he falls asleep in the chair, sitting up. His older brother, we're wondering what the heck he's going to do. He walks up to him, bends over, and we're thinking, oh, he's going to fart on him. Well, he pulls his pants down, kind of spreads the cheeks, and kind of gently wraps his cheeks around his brother's nose while he sits there and grinds on his nose.
Oh,
yeah.
And what do you call? What do you wonder? What you call that? I'm sure there's a name for it.
What it's called? I'll tell you. This high-pitched voice comes out of the older brother as he's doing it, and he goes, "Smoke the booty!"
What?
I kid you not.
Oh, jeez.
Once again, yeah. Red colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
It's a shame no one can hear that. What is wrong with
sucker,
people?
Mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
That guy said exactly what you think he said. I wake up and I smell.
Why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Somehow I knew that was
going coming. That way.
Okay.
I thought he was going to accidentally poop on him.
Dude, I used to know some guys that were brothers, and one guy would basically, they would wrestle each other to a ground. They were all close in age, right, and wrestlers. And then one guy would provide the smell on his fingers from his own self. And
oh,
like,
no. Oh, buddy's no.
Face. Yes.
Brother's face. Oh.
I mean, come on, man.
So God. When he was telling that story, that's all I could think of was these three brothers I know.
What is wrong with brothers?
There's a lot of stuff wrong with brothers.
You know what the saddest part is?
Me and my brother never did this.
The only people that would do that to you are someone you probably get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think about it. The only person, the person most likely to stick their fingers in their own rectum, take the stink and the smell and shove it in your face, chances are
it's gonna be your brother.
You're friends with that person you're related to. Because, like, even in a fight, it can be a knockdown, drag-out fight, but I've never seen anyone break out that move, man.
Fart on somebody.
Right? Stick their hands in their pants.
And knock somebody out.
And mush your face.
On the ground and you fart on them.
No,
and walk
if somebody
away.
Did that in a street fight, like, you'd just be like, what the hell?
Right.
It's crossing the line.
Why was the butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
Hola. So, I got out of the Navy in 91, and this happened when I was there. Thank God I was the one participating. There was one of the whores there in the brothels who would go and take bets from guys to try and drop a deuce on her face.
Jesus Christ, damn. Marty. Marty.
No.
I mean, okay, well, all right.
Wait, she...
Well, this is back in the day when they could do it. They would do a lot more stuff for money.
What? I mean, but what day was that the thing, dude?
It was 91, apparently. I mean, I was alive then. Somehow I missed this train going through town.
I never knew that. You're right, man. I was a young man in 1991. Right.
Okay.
For free.
I know. It's disgusting. I know.
Yeah.
But what she would do is she would go and she'd blow to make him clinch so it wouldn't happen. As one of my shipmates felt that she was cheating.
Oh, my God.
So he went and got a nice big old bottle of cod liver oil and a couple boxes of X-Lax and came back the next day.
Oh, Marty. You know what you should do? You should do a 60-second PSA for Navy recruiting. That's what they need. You're talking about what is about ready to happen on somebody. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you kind of guessed what happened.
You don't even have to tell the rest of the story, Marty. We understand what happened.
That's, you don't really have to be Sherlock Holmes to piece together.
Jesus Christ.
Where this is going. That is not a story.
We were talking about, like, it started out innocent enough. Guy is surfing at the beach. He hops on a rail because it's a little bit wet. He slides down, gets a huge splinter in his ass.
Another guy missed his chair, sat on a beer bottle.
Right. We got all kinds of stuff. And then we got Marty.
Now we have the whore from the brothel going to take your money in.
Why was a butt part of the story? 844-999.
It's the one that bit my nose off.
To be fair, we asked the question.
Yeah.
Hello, Kent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
I was about 9 years old, and my older brother, a couple of years older than me, he got the of using the flagpole as a swing. So he put his butt in the rope, and I down three or four times, and I was tired. I said, okay, it's my turn. And I get up in the rope, and he picks me up and lifts me up over his head and lets me go. And I would go around the pole, but no, I went butt first right into the pole.
Oh, no.
Like human tetherball with a rope on a flagpole?
Yeah, on the flagpole, the rope. Yeah. I just had a loop and you know, kind of sat in it. I swung him around, but when it came to my turn, he just lifted me up straight up over his head and let me go.
Did you hit the bullseye?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
On the flagpole? That's what I was worried. It was going to be that bracket where you tie it off.
He was like engineering, Mr.
Did it do any damage or was it just pain?
Oh, just a lot of pain.
Okay.
Didn't go to the hospital or anything, no. But I probably did break something. It hurt for weeks.
Weeks? God damn, man. I'm happy to say I've never had a situation where I had the bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I've taken an impact to the ass, it's been one cheek or another, but never directly in between.
I can tell you, though, a time you couldn't sit down. Remember we did that PT with the Marine recruiters?
Yes.
That was almost impossible to sit down for like the next day.
I mean, from the squads?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we realized we are not Marines. And so just understand, this is a cautionary tale. Like, it's very cool that they go, hey, man, you should come out, train with us for a day, right? And you go like, man, that'd be cool. Never done that. Here's the problem. They're Marines. We're not. So it was kind of fun
that day. Cautionary tale number two.
Yeah.
Do not then go to the bar with them. Wait until they are not active duty anymore and then go to the bar with them.
Why do you say that?
I think there's a level of calmness that happens after the entire enlistment goes down.
Well,
I think it more so than the intensity of that moment.
Well, I was going to say, we had two guys one night. One of the guys was always intense.
That's
always,
what I mean.
But he was terrified to talk to women. And remember those two German chicks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm over there schmoozing them up, trying to get them to talk to him. Because I'm like, dude.
And they're going, yeah.
Oh, dude. It was a very yeah fest. Trying to hook them up, man.
Still to come, Drunk and Charged, Ryan Castle coming in to Sit and Spin. We'll get the 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time. And what you don't need to know, the Shark Attack Edition. That's all coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, still to come, Ryan Castle, Drunk in Charge of being a Sit and Spin. We'll get the 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all times on the way. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Our question, why was a butt part of the story? Here are a few from today. I work with a guy whose butt was always hanging out. I'm not talking crack, but full on butt. There is no way he wore underwear because people had even saw his boys when his pants were falling down. Not only was the sight disgusting, but the guy always smelled pretty bad. Straight up butt. One day we were in close quarters and I had to grab something behind him. When I came back around the place, my nose was about an inch away. I will never forget the smell. Cheese butthole sweat. That's from Sarah. Guys, this is Chris. My story is similar to Ted and Miles. I was in Portland for my stag party and hen party, which is basically a bachelorette party. In Ireland, it's called stag and hen. I wanted to do something similar so that the bride and groom could go out and get S-faced. Anyway, best man thought it would be a great idea to go down there, take me to a strip club, which was awesome. The rules are basically no licking. Keep your tongue in your mouth. No touching. Keep your hands behind your back kind of thing. They put me in a chair like you'd find in an office. Starts out okay. Then one of them decided to thrust me and slam my back into the pole that they had on the stage. Hit my head on the pole. Then they pushed me forward and I hit some sort of up and over, went face first onto the stage. Next thing I know, they're trying to pull me onto my feet using my underwear and ripped it clean off. Sent me back down the chair, put the band of my underwear on my head and continued with the hip thrust. All three of them trying to dry my pelvis. Jesus Christ. I can't even read the rest of that. Anyway, let's moving on. And use a period next time. Jesus.
That's generally the worst, is people banging their head on the pole.
Sure.
I was 12 when to sit in a chair at school. Another girl held a pencil in my chair, and I sat on it. About 3 inches of pencil lodged in my butt cheek.
Damn.
I was sent to the office and showed the nurse. I had to pee so bad, and the nurse refused to let me because she was afraid I would pull the pencil out and start bleeding.
My body took that moment to go into shock, and in the midst of passing out on the school nurse, she caught me, and I peed on her. She then let me go to the bathroom to change, which dislodged the pencil, but I didn't bleed because it has gone into the fatty flesh. When I got out of the bathroom, the paramedics were there, and when asked if they could take my blood pressure, I promptly dropped to my pants to show them the pressure at which the blood was coming from my new butt, to which the EMT replied, "You're not bleeding, and I only need your arm to take your blood pressure." Needless to say, I went home early, and the girl was suspended for stabbing me. That's from Tiana. Any comments today?
Yeah, we got a few. It says, for me, it was my butt when I got sick in college. I was having diarrhea, which I could not get stopped. I went to the ER after...
Could not get it stopped.
I went to the ER after 2 days of this. The final straw was I drank a red Gatorade, and 10 minutes later, it was coming out completely unchanged.
Ooh.
I was admitted to the hospital, spent a week in the hospital with a stomach infection. I lost 30 pounds in 1 week. Never figured out what it was. It just went away. And then we have this one. It says, years ago at a local Safeway, the manager kicked out a homeless guy because the guy was being a nuisance. Well, later that night, the homeless guy came in, dropped his pants, took a dump, spread it all over the produce.
Ah.
That from Kevin the Meat Man.
Guys, it's our daughter Kaysen's 7th birthday today. At 7, see how I segued that? She has already surpassed the intelligence of me and her father combined. I fear for our future. Could you please give her a little kid fish sandwich and you guys talking all over yourselves with your favorite subject matter, bodily functions, and bathroom humor? Afraid we've done enough of that today. So how about a little kid fish sandwich? We love you, Casey Boo. That from Mom and Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Morning, guys. I was curious if you could do birthday requests for my awesome wife, Joy. Great mom and does a lot for our family. We're both welders. And if you could have the dirty Germans talking about welders, that would be street. Love you, babe. Sweet. Love you, babe. That from Kyle.
Yeah, my favorite thing about the welders is that you need the safety mask, but in particular, you like to get things sparked up.
Yeah, I was going to say, my favorite thing is the prepared. It's already wearing a mask.
Yeah. Keeps your eyes from burning.
Yeah. That's how you know the smart.
Guys, I'm in that age where someone asked me what I want for my birthday, and I'm like, a nap. But could I please get some dirty Germans for my birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Brianne.
Yeah, Brianne, for your birthday, you will nap as we cuddle after we have the hot moist.
So... It's the hot moist.
Yeah.
It's the temperature. God, I love it. Is it after that you can play with the weebles?
Yeah, the hot moist.
Bitches, I'm turning the dirty 31 today. Please wish me a happy birthday with a script as a story, not a script, and your penis is too small. Keep on rocking that from B-Dub.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Bitches, it's Tom. It's my 33rd birthday. Can I get an owl hitting the window and the dirty Germans talking about mechanics wrenching? Keep on rocking. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the thing I like about mechanics is that you know how to handle all of the tools.
Yeah, so when you got that wrench in your hand, I bet it involves a lot of torque.
Yeah, you like to screw and you like nuts.
Gentlemen, it's my 35th trip around the sun. Love your show. Can I get a birthday song and some turtle wax with a pain? Yes. In the pause. Thanks, guys. That from Swano.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Drop the beat.
Patola's middle school, a sex ed teacher, and every day is a laugh for me. Today I turn 35. Please don't sing me the birthday song. That should be a men's room rule. But I'd love to hear some dirty German characters. Your show is the best in all the land. Thanks, guys. That from Marshall.
Yeah, tonight I will open my German spa. You can come in and get the free facial. And as a parting gift, you also receive a pearl necklace.
Yeah, there's lots of talk about this Mario character, but his mind's more like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Poor Mario.
Bridges, here I am in Grand Rapids, Michigan for work, missing the show. Today I begin my last lab of my 30s, so I'm going to need to hear the dirty Germans tell me how I should spend my 39th year. Keep on rocking. That from Rose in Tacoma.
Yeah, we will celebrate your 39th birthday with that position. It's like the 69, but you just have to raise one leg and one arm.
Yeah, it's the 39th year. You better take it out in a bang. Maybe enjoy some flesh worth.
Yeah, you will have a bang.
Guys, today is my husband Cole's 47th trip around the sun. He listens to your show every day. Going to get a barbershop fish sandwich and an owl hitting the window. Thank you, guys. That from his wife, Linda, and his son, Evan.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Bridges, today's my mom's 62nd trip around the ball of fire in the sky. She's been the best mom and grandma to me and my son anyone could ever ask for. How about a fish sandwich and some very dirty, dirty Germans? Thank you, guys. Love the show. That from Sean and Jackson.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I want you to take all of your sexual experience and teach it to me.
Yeah, it sounds like your grandma could gummy my bear.
Yeah, I will provide her with gorilla glue.
Or gummy worm.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, let's see here. One more quick one. Now, guys, I'm a real opera singer. This is from our email from yesterday. I have a Master's of Art in Music. This is from Lady Heather, who was saying that she's an opera singer. Yeah, yeah. I perform at lots of festivals, usually, with a 3 to 4 minute opera comedy routine, and my husband and I also teach voice lessons. I find my 3 to 4 minute acts, that's about all most people can take of opera. I do get a lot of positive feedback from members, and I do hope they enjoy. Guys, by the way, I can break glass with my voice. The trick is to have a high quality, thin lead crystal glass that is poorly made. Find the resonant frequency of the glass, hold that note at a volume of 100 decibels or higher, and break the glass. Guys, as you said, we might have to have Lady Heather come to our next Red Festival and pull this off.
I don't like opera. I will sit through your opera if you can also break
that
a glass.
That
would be fantastic.
Still to come, what you don't need to know, we'll have the Shark Attack Edition. But first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Drunk and Charged, Ryan Castle in the house.
Yeah, you ever sing along to a song and you know you're singing the wrong words because it's just really stupid? Like, whatever's coming out of your mouth actually doesn't make any sense. But then you learn the words to the song and you realize, well, hell, it's even dumber than what I thought it was.
Yeah. Miles and I were lamenting just the other day, in fact, that growing up, when we did, massive Kiss fans, one of the cool songs was Calling Dr. Love. And we looked at each other and started reciting the lyrics out loud, and we couldn't get through the song without laughing.
You need my loving.
How stupid.
Maybe oh so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had.
And if you say you want to set me free, don't you know you'll be in misery? You know why?
They call me Dr. Love.
So calling Dr. Love.
In Kiss's case...
They call me Dr. Love.
In calling Dr. Love.
I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Calling Dr. Love. Even though I'm full of sin,
in the end, you'll let me in.
There's nothing...
We could keep going on every single song from Kiss, but we won't.
I imagine you could.
You need my loving, don't you know?
I think the difference between what's going on here.
Get on your knees. There are no bills. There are no fees.
Not to do that.
Baby, I know what your problem is. The first step of the cure is a kiss.
I don't know if anybody else in the audience has a physical lately. But I was at my doctor the other day. Says, Dr. Love.
That's Love Gun. That's Love
Gun. Oh, my bad.
I don't know how you people got in here tonight, but I came in through the back door and I got my gun in here.
I think he does it at every show.
Paul Stanley, right. The worst ever talking to the crowd.
Thank you, Baltimore, D.C. area.
We love your area.
So, in Kiss's case, it's more like writing at a third grade level.
Right.
In the case of a lot of these songs, it's either just it doesn't make any sense or it's just goddamn stupid. That is today's Sit and Spin.
Number 10. You're not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, Tesla.
That's a Give Me Everything from Pitbull. If you've ever watched or listened to an interview with Pitbull, he's actually a pretty interesting guy.
Hey, Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide, right? The lyrics they picked out in the song, though, which you heard at the beginning was, me not working hard, yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak, and better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pitbull.
Deep.
You know it. Number 9. Kids on the block had a bunch of hits.
Chinese food makes me sick. I like that. Niggas fly when girls stop by for the summer. I like girls that wear.
Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since
right, that summer. Thinking, well, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, but that's only number 8.
Number 9.
Number 9. That's a Summer Girls from LFO. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese Food Makes Me Sick. The line from that song.
Hey, they rhyme. State the obvious.
Ted, that'd be boss.
Ted loves it.
Most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all times today.
8. Number 8.
Who's that?
That's Tay-Tay, T-Swift, Taylor Swift.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Gosh,
I saw her in concert.
I know you did.
I didn't know any of the songs. I'm still batting 100%.
How creepy
did
old
you
guy.
Get through this, man?
Huh? Looking at her ass.
She's so horrible.
Yeah, looking at her
ass. I mean, I know kids like her. But
right. She's a very attractive woman, and she was right in front of me.
The line in that song, Love Story, is, because you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter, and my daddy said, stay away from Juliet.
Shut up, Taylor.
Well, she does write her own stuff.
I mean, sorry.
You gotta give her that.
Hashtag Tay-Tay.
Most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time.
Number 7.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside that trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump.
What you gonna do with all that?
I think this is acceptable.
Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. Wow, that was really stupid. But that's not the part they picked out in the song. Right. No, the part they picked out in the song was the lyrics. My hump, my hump, my hump, ha, my lovely lady lumps.
Yeah. She does have good lady lumps.
She certainly does. I'm not saying the song isn't true.
Most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time today on Sit and Spin.
Sit number 6.
Party for my birthday.
Ted wants to blow out Rihanna's candles.
I love her.
I do too.
Yeah, I remember when this album came out, Riri was talking about how deep the lyrics were and how sometimes she just had to stop because she was just so emotionally moved by what she was singing. And then we heard the song Birthday Cake, which goes cake, 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 cake.
Oh, no wonder she was so teared up,
man. How many cakes? I believe that was 16 cakes.
16 cakes.
That's profound.
16 candles.
Number 5.
A real heartwarming number from Train called 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. These stupid lyrics in this song, among these stupid lyrics in this song, someday I'll find a love like yours. She'll think I'm Superman, not Super Minivan. How could you leave me on Yom Kippur?
I mean, wow. That's just.
But the women still love him. He can say whatever he wants. Oh, he's so good looking.
Number 4.
Yeah, so that's Dre, Keep Their Heads Ringing. The line in this song that stands out, I kick plenty of ass, so call me an astronaut.
He's a great producer.
He really is. Today on Sit and Spin,
I'm not saying the man isn't brilliant.
The most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time.
Number 3.
David Guetta, and the song's called Sexy Bitch, and I think you just heard the lyrics there. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful.
So we're
Dan,
put that
Dan used a sexy bitch.
She's not like that hoe from the neighborhood, though.
number two.
This park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down.
So we were pretty contemporary with most of these songs. Right. We had to go back a little bit because there are plenty of dumb songs from the past, too. This is a Jimmy Webb. The song's called MacArthur Park. The whole song's pretty
weird. It's about baking a cake,
this
right?
is Someone Left a Cake Out in the Rain. I Don't Think I Can Take It because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Jesus Christ.
I imagine the cake is a metaphor for something. I'm just not sure what.
Drugs.
Oh, these are the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all times. We made it to number one.
Number one.
Solar eclipse and vicious weather. 15,000 juggalos together. And I love my mom for giving me this time on this planet. Take nothing for granted. I seen a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Miracles ain't nothing to lie. Shaggy's little boys look just like Shaggy. And my little boy looks just like Daddy. Miracles each and every way you look.
And St. Cloud Posse's Miracles. There's really no lyrics to pick out in the song. I would recommend everybody just read it. It is magnificent. It is a opus from Insane Clown Posse.
Thank you, Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge. There you go. Today, Sit and Spin, the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all times.
I know that word's hard. I told you it was a mouthful.
Still to come, the shout of the day. We will drink and toast coming up. Also, we will review some men's room rules next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Another round of profile that's coming up, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
we're full of useless information, and you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the Men's Room shares what you don't need to know.
A little bit of shocking news is we had a pretty bad shark attack here in the United States in your family's neck of the woods up there in Cape Cod, Ted.
And the shark smelled the popcorn.
If you saw the pictures of the amount of seals and sea lions that are beached up on the Cape
That's
Cod
the issue
right
in
now.
Cape Cod. It's a great story about the seals coming back.
It has attracted tons of great white sharks. So, just to make sure that you understand, that's not the norm. We have 11 mundane objects that are statistically deadlier than sharks because, you know, I mean, we all think of sharks as, you know, man-eaters and all that. And believe it or not, on average, less than one person every 2 years in the United States is attacked and killed by a shark. Mm-hmm. But here are 11 other items that would statistically pose a more credible threat to a B-movie character than a hungry, hungry shark. All right?
Okay.
Number one, are you ready? I want to scare you guys. Beds. 450 American people die every year falling out of their bed.
Falling out of their bed.
Boo!
How high up is your bed that you die when you fall out?
I'll move on. Balloons.
Ooh.
Not the hot air version of the balloons. Every year, balloons that you blow up when people accidentally inhale them kill 5 people in the United States. 3 more than sharks.
They accidentally inhale. Okay.
Ladders are the worst. 113 ladder-related fatalities in the United States. Every year, that number is climbing. No pun intended.
That was a good pun.
Thanks.
I like that. But the ladders make sense to me.
People take risks with ladders.
Yes. Number 4 on the list of 11 mundane objects that are statistically deadlier than sharks. That would be televisions. In 2011 alone, 29 people were killed by falling TV sets. Believe it or not, that number is now declining based on more flat-screen televisions and not as many heavy tube televisions.
Ah,
but yes,
okay.
Televisions number 4 on the list. Number 5, this should not come as a shock, lawnmowers. America currently leads the world in lawnmowers and small tractor-related fatalities. 75 citizens on average every year die from tractors and lawnmowers here in the United States of America. These are things that are more dangerous than sharks. You think a vending machine is pretty cool to have at your workplace? It was responsible for 37 deaths and 113 injuries since 1978.
Good God,
yeah, people shake it to get the chips out and it falls on them.
37 dead. We continue. Swing sets, playground equipment, swing sets in particular, kill 20 people a year. Staircases, 1,600 fatalities a year. Bathtubs, 300. Cell phones, we don't need to tell you, don't text and drive. And bicycles. Bicycles lead.
Damn.
And texting coming up the rear there. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin Keo!
and the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Mr. Eric Tunez of, Pinellas County, Florida. Now, I'm not going to say he beat the system, but just understand what happened here. Animal rights activists, they are outraged after the Pinellas County State Attorney's Office declined to charge Eric with animal cruelty or bestiality. This after photographs of him surfaced engaging in oral sex with his girlfriend's three-legged pit bull mix.
Jesus.
Listen, you can't make it up.
Jesus.
So how do you have pictures of this you don't get charged with bestiality? Well, you might remember that just last year, the Sunshine State, they enacted a law that prohibits bestiality. However, it does not explicitly forbid oral sex with animals. Our friend here will not be charged with animal cruelty because they didn't quite amend that law. So you can guess what he was
doing. Who was the singer?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Who was fronting that band?
I can only guess one thing.
Well, no, you can't. There's two options here.
Yeah, I don't know. But a three-legged pit bull, he had oral sex with it, will avoid those charges. He did get busted on child porn charges, however. They also found those pictures. So we pour this booze, we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola!
Upward.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.